I am Tom Holland, and this is Fitness Disruptive 2.0. And this is your fit tip. Can you build muscle with machines? This is actually a question that came to me from a listener, and I normally throw these into a listener mailbag show, but I thought, you know what? This is a fit tip. This is a great fit tip. I'm answering it either way, right? Whether it's in a listener mailbag question or on a fit tip episode, I'm going to answer your questions. And by the way, if you're new to the show, you can reach out to me, Tom H. Fit, Instagram, as well as Fitter, Tom H. Fit. DM me your questions, comments, and I will answer them all. And you can also go to teamholland.com or fitnessdisrupted.com, my website, and email me through the site as well. All right. So let me give you a quick personal experience. It goes back to my first official, real, whatever you want to call it, fitness job, which was in college, summer job managing a Nautilus Center as part of a YMCA in my hometown. Nautilus back in the day, like the original circuit. So those machines, if you're old enough, you know what I'm talking about. It was awesome. It was my first real, you know, job again in fitness. And it taught me way back when that this is what I love to do. But I spent that summer running the facility. So when people would come in, I would teach them how to use the machines. And so again, for those of you who don't know, Nautilus Center had like a chest machine, a back machine, bicep, shoulder, tricep, hamstring, quadricep. So it was a small room with the machines all the way around the perimeter. And you came in, and yes, this is back in the pen and pencil day and paper. Actually, it was like a little piece of almost cardboard. And that was your, you know, way of keeping track of your seat height and the weights you used. And you did 2 to 3 sets. That slow rep I've talked about, I learned so much. But I also, you know, when it was slow, I would work out on these machines as well. And so, long story short, by the end of the summer, I had put on like a lot of muscle. And it was push-ups. I talked about, I do a lot of push-ups even back then. That's when I started, actually. But it was the machines. And so that was my experiment of one. You know, does that mean everyone could have my experience? Well, no and yes. But that was, you know, in my, I don't know if I was 19, 20 years old, whatever it was, by September, having spent months working out whenever it was slow, I had put on muscle. So proved to me, yes, of course, machines. But this goes to the overload principle. So now let's go to science, right? I'm going to give you my, you know, anecdotal evidence, whether that's me, clients, all that kind of stuff, but also the science. So this is the overload principle that I talk about in almost every episode, because that's what we're going for when we're going for change, when we're going for building strength and muscle. We need to overload the muscle so that our body responds. We create these tiny micro tears in our tissues, our muscle tissues, and then the repair process makes them stronger and gives them size. Okay, so we need to get to that point. But the body doesn't know. The body, as smart as it is, because I always say, you know, the body is such a smart machine, and it is, it's incredible. But it doesn't know where that resistance is coming from, where that stimulus is coming from. If it's body weight, if it's machines, if it's free weights, if it's bands, it's just over. We need to overload the body. And then the body responds. So the body doesn't know, and it doesn't care. So let's go to the extremes, right? I always go to the extremes to look at, like, you know, what are they doing? And in the extremes in this instance would be bodybuilders. Bodybuilders use machines. And I actually watched a video of Dorian Yates talking about, I'm going to get to it shortly, the Nautilus Cam. And I did natural bodybuilding for a couple of years. One of the more interesting things I did. I learned so much doing that as well. And yes, bodybuilders use machines. Why? Because they isolate the muscle. So for the very reason so many people say you should never use machines, they're not functional, that's the exact reason bodybuilders will use them. It's because you can totally target the muscle you want to and not worry about balance and coordination and core engagement. Bicep curls. Dorian Yates was talking about the bicep curl machine. And so, holy cow, if bodybuilders are using them, that kind of says to us, they help building muscle. All right. There are many different kinds of machines. I have to say that even in this fit tip. And as I was preparing this fit tip, I said, you know, there's like 9 shows off of this. The strength curve, I haven't done a show on that yet. I'm going to talk about that really quickly, really shortly. But there's so much there. So there's many different kinds of machines. There's the selectorized. That's the ones where you put the pin in, right? The pin in the plate. That's your cable machines, your Nautilus machines, which I'm going to get to because it's kind of a mix of the two. But pin. You're selectorized where you change the weight stack with a pin, right? Then there's plate loaded where you take the plates, you put them right on, you know, your chest press machine, you take that 25, 45, and you load the machine with plates. Then you've got your home gyms like the Bowflex rods. That's interesting. That's a different way of delivering the resistance. There's pneumatic and air resistance. Really interesting. Different way of delivering resistance. And yes, there's the new electromagnetic resistance. I'm not going to give the brand name out, but it's a thing that goes on your wall and it's got arms that come off it. I tried it. I don't like it. I'll talk about why. It definitely has flaws in my opinion and experience. Okay, so there's many different kinds of machines. The most commonly used are the first two, selectorized and plate loaded. That's what most people talk about. But then oftentimes, because I'm also talking about home gyms, the Bowflex type machines, people ask about as well. Resistance, overload, failure. That's what we're looking for. And that goes to the next point. Failure is failure. Okay, yes, of course, there's subtle differences in how these machines work and deliver the resistance and how it applies to the strength curve. But we want to go to failure. And let me back up. I missed one. The Nautilus. So that is selectorized, right? The Nautilus machines, the original ones, you put the pin in, into the plate, but then it has a cam. And the cam delivers consistent resistance throughout the entire strength curve. This is a fit tip, so I can't get too deep into it. If you're doing a bicep curl, though, you are, the strength curve changes as you raise that weight. It's easier at the bottom. It gets harder as you raise it. Right at the midpoint, it is at its most difficult. And then as you pass that midpoint, it starts to get easy again. Such an interesting topic. And then we can talk about resistance bands and it changes everything. But what the Nautilus machine did in this unique cam, and that's why, you know, it was such an incredible invention. It delivered consistent resistance throughout the entire strength curve. So there is subtle differences and not so subtle differences, but failure is failure. That's what we're worried about here. I like to do a mix. Thank goodness. If you told me you could only do Nautilus machines, I'd get bored. And your body would adapt. Even though you are changing the weight, your body adapts. And listen, the most important thing is motivation. So like today, I did chest, shoulders, and triceps. I did a machine chest press, and then I did dumbbell chest press. Okay, a couple other exercises, but those are two where one is a machine and one is not. I did cable tricep press down. Okay, that would be with the pin selectorized. And then I did tricep kickback. So mix it up. My gosh, if you need variation, right? If you're someone who goes to the gym 3 times a week, people tend to do the same thing because they enjoy doing that and you've seen results oftentimes, right? But here's a crazy way. If you want like complete variation, you go, I need to change it up totally. I'm going to the gym 3 times a week. What do I do? Do machines one day, do all body weight the next day, and do free weights the third. And if you want a fourth, start to do combinations. You want a fifth, do machines and body weight. You want a different one, do machines and free weights. So there's so many different options, and we need to challenge our bodies in so many different ways. So there you go. Can you build muscle with machines? 100%. Dorian Yates says so as well. I laughed when that came up, talking about the Nautilus cam. Amazing. So many shows to do off this as well. Again, if you want to reach out, Tom H. Fit is Instagram and Twitter, teamholland.com. Go to the website. Please, this is a new feed. So many of you are starting to do it. If you could rate it, follow it, subscribe to it, whatever way you can support the show, so greatly appreciated. And again, my newest book is The Micro Workout Plan. You can buy that anywhere books are sold. And one last ask, if you've read it and enjoy it, if you could review it on Amazon, that's huge for authors. So thank you ahead of time if you do that. My goal is to get you the greatest results because we control 3 things, people. how much we move, what we put into our mouths, and our attitudes, and that is awesome. I am Tom Holland, exercise physiologist, certified sports nutritionist. Have an awesome day, and believe in yourself.